While reports percolate about Herb Cole possibly selling the Milwaukee Bucks and putting proceeds toward a new basketball arena, a local group is taking a stand. It insists that if Milwaukee spends public money for professional athletes, it should also spend on children. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on the latest wrinkle in the conversation over whether to build a new downtown arena. Business and civic leaders insist Milwaukee must replace the Bradley Center if the city hopes to retain an NBA team. They say the 25-year-old center cannot generate the money a successful franchise needs. Keisha Crum says she has no problem with private money funding a new arena, but public funding is another matter. Crum belongs to the citizen advocacy group Common Ground.
And if we're going to have a discussion in our city about using public money for play spaces for a professional basketball team, we should be talking about as well play spaces for our young people in our community.
Crum says Common Ground would oppose public funding for a new basketball arena unless the community also sinks $150 million into improving the athletic facilities in public schools.
There's 290 schools, so about 278 facilities, and 65% of those facilities we rated as terrible, poor, and inadequate. And they're subpar, and they need to be upgraded and fixed.
Crum says more than 400 members of Common Ground will meet Tuesday night at Hamilton High School to vote on a formal position. Ted Kellner calls Common Ground's remarks premature. He's board chair of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Kellner says no one has yet suggested a plan for building a new downtown arena.
There will be recommendations, and there will be financing plans put in place. That would be the appropriate time to have any discussions.
An MMAC panel has been meeting with consultants to come up with a plan to present to the public. If a tax would be involved, planners would need state permission. Republican Representative Dale Coinga sits on the legislature's budget committee. He says to his knowledge, no one involved in the discussions has approached the state, asking about a regional tax to help finance an arena. Coinga says he doubts there would be much support.
The counties have already almost unanimously outside Milwaukee County said that the suburbs weren't going to support it. There's within Milwaukee groups of the right and the left that have their concerns with it.
Bucks owner Herb Cole has said he would contribute a significant amount of his own money toward a new facility. The Bradley Center used a big gift from the late Jane Pettit. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.